The economic hardship caused by the coronavirus pandemic has led to what's been called the largest hunger crisis since the Great Depression, and that's definitely being felt heading into Thanksgiving, a holiday centered around food. To talk more about this now, we're joined by Arlene Fortunato, Senior Vice President with the Greater Boston Food Bank. Arlene, good morning, and thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob, and thank you for helping to continue to shed light on the problem of food insecurity in our state.
We've seen across the country long lines at food banks and other food assistance programs as people look for food, not just for Thanksgiving, but every day, really. What is demand like right now at the Greater Boston Food Bank?
Well, the demand for food increased pretty much overnight back in March, as soon as the unemployment hit the community, and that need has continued to grow steadily for the last 9 months. We are experiencing a 50% increase in the need for food from the Greater Boston Food Bank, and the partner agencies that we work with have experienced as much as 100% increase.
How long can the Greater Boston Food Bank and other area food banks keep up with a surge in demand?
Well, it's hard to say. We have converted our planning to a scenario planning month by month. We are committed to meeting the need. We have been extremely fortunate that the community has been as generous as it has been, both with cash contributions, and our food donors are back on board. So we are not in any way slowing down, and we will continue to do what we need to do to meet this need.
Well, why are you planning month by month?
Because the environment is so unstable. There are looming threats to the supply chain now that we're in the second wave of COVID. There is the problem with being able to predict the contributions that come in. They've been steady, but we just don't have any way of knowing whether or not that will continue because we're dealing with a situation we've never dealt with before.
So let me ask what you think is ahead. Any signs that this is going to let up, or do you think demand is only going to increase as we move toward the end of the year and get into next year?
All the signs point to an increasing demand, because now we're looking at the second surge of COVID. The winter months are brutal. We've only seen an increase, and we think it's going to stay that way.
For people thinking about you in this holiday season, Arlene, what is it that the Greater Boston Food Bank needs most right now?
Right now, we need financial contributions. We are using the money that we're raising to buy food, and that is the most impact and the best and quickest way to support our community is through cash contributions that enable us to continue to purchase and distribute food.
Arlene Fortunato, Senior Vice President with the Greater Boston Food Bank, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition, and good luck as we move toward the end of the year.
Thank you, Bob.